We now change gears now as we have Mark Woods joining us to discuss his candidacy for North Platte City Council. Mr. Woods, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to have you in the studio once again. How was your, you had a trip out to Colorado last time we talked to you, and how was your Independence Day also?
Well, actually, my Independence Day was great. Normally, we have a big deal at the house with fireworks and all, which to me is burning my money up for no reason.
Well, honoring the nation, but yeah, it's still tough to put the money on fire.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. But my wife and I spent the day alone because of COVID. You know, some of the grandkids were going elsewhere, and we just decided, man, it'd be nice to have a nice, quiet day by ourselves.
Sure.
And we really enjoyed it. My trip to Colorado was okay. I went up in the mountains, and it snowed for 2 days while we were there.
Oh, my.
And I did get to go see my mother, and I was
good.
The nurse was very good. She left us all alone, and she told us, you know, if you want to touch your mom, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just, I didn't say that. And she's since quit that job to go to another job, so.
That's probably a good
thing. So it's safe to say. I wouldn't want to get her in trouble.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Woods, Tuesday City Council meeting was a pretty big one. A lot of general housekeeping items that probably didn't get a lot of attention for individuals, but the housing conversation kind of got more traction once again.
Yes, I was very interested in that. And Judy Clark and Dave Hunt. Hahn got up and spoke about it a lot, and Judy Peterson got mm-hmm. up also and gave her opinions on the substandard housing and things. You know, they made a really well-balanced presentation. Our city people do a very good job in this area. I mm-hmm. have reason to interact with them, and you know, we don't always come to an agreement, but they're very fair, and I don't have a problem with this. And it sounds like they're not going to go overboard. You know, they talked about bringing things up to code, like staircases, which really bothered me. I have those in my old homes, and they're not, some of them aren't to today's code, but they've guaranteed us that, you know, they're not going in there to change everything. They just want them safe.
Sure.
And I'm fine with that. Your furnaces should work. Your air conditioner should work.
Yep.
Your plumbing and electric should be good. Your house should be safe if you're going to rent it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, that's our opinion. If we're going to rent this to somebody, would we live in it?
Yeah, that's the big thing.
You know, that's our guideline.
And more people need to ask themselves, well, how would I like handling this, or how would I like living in this environment? More landowners and landlords need to ask themselves that question.
Yeah, it's just a basic question. Our places aren't palaces, you know. It is a business. We need to make money on it.
But they're places that you and the missus would be happy to live in if you needed to, or
if you chose to. I wouldn't, you know, it's not your dream home.
Sure.
It's a place to live that's clean and functional until you get the American dream and buy your own home.
It's a good stepping stone, or maybe for individuals that are wanting to downsize, or, you know,
I agree with you. There's actually some people who only want to rent. They don't want to own. I used to be that way.
And with property taxes being the way they are, it might not be as bad of an idea anymore.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay for maintenance. And,
absolutely.
You know, actually, some days it sounds like a good idea.
There are perks to being a renter.
Yes, there are. It works both ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, now, Mr. Reeker brought up some good points, and I have some concerns, too. That was basically one of my concerns, that this would get too heavy-handed and you know, take it out of balance to where, mm-hmm. where landlords would have trouble making money. Well, you do all these improvements, well, then you have to raise your rent, and then tenants could be forced out.
Yep.
You know, there are people who just can't afford, you know, everybody's at their own income level.
And, absolutely.
You know, if you do too much to knock that out of balance, you could cause some problems.
Yep.
But it seems like everybody's kind of on the same page. There are some things with the international business, the international codes, which I don't quite understand why we've adopted international codes for Nebraska. We're one of the two states in the union that have done it. and Mr. Rieger brought up some points that he's talked to some people in his field, and some of these are going to raise the cost to build some steel buildings. Well, we build a lot of steel buildings in this state, and do we really want to raise the cost? I'm sure that could be addressed with a, you know, I believe we can change, you know, minor things for your city if you need to, and that would be a good way to go about it. All in all, I'm pretty happy with what they've come up with. They've done a good job, and I think it'll work. I am worried about the city being able to handle the extra load of doing inspections and covering this. They say they can, but I do worry about if they would have to hire more help.
The enforcement of everything,
especially
that's your concern?
At this time, yes, because of the budget constraints with COVID and all that. So,
well, and what a unique day to come into the studio, too. Not only are we covering the recent city council meeting here with a candidate for city council, there's also a lot going on with the budget hearings today, and I think it's technically called a work session with our city council and the mayor and the city administrator all starting the process of the budget. And you bring up a good point here, too, Mr. Woods. It's great that we want to have the standard of housing raised here, and it's great that our city fathers, so to speak, have some concern about the housing, but the enforcement, I think you bring up a very good concern.
Yes, it would be hard to hire new people now, and I'm thrilled about the budget hearings. The councilmen, I've heard a lot of them complain that in the past it's always been right at the last minute they get the budget, they have no time to look at it, think about it, you know, propose things. It's basically, a lot of them said, it's just basically it's given to them, and it's like, no, we got to vote on this. But now they're starting earlier. And I know that the new city administrator, Mr. Kibben, is all for making the budget more transparent. And I know Mr. Kelleher is. I'm not sure about Mr. Hales, what his... I can't remember what his stand is on making the budget more transparent and easier to read, because right now it's got so many little things and this and that where you can't follow where the money's going.
It's not user friendly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have 2 weeks to sit down and try to dissect it and figure out where it all is. None of us do.
Well, and even our elected officials, I would rather it be presented to them in a more simpler way so that our city councilmen don't have to spend so much time digesting that. You know, they could simply read it, sit down, take a couple hours, not a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then they can use that extra time for ideas.
Exactly.
To make the budget better.
Yep,
and
I would
work
rather,
better.
I would rather have them just be able to read over it once than have to go back and go, what the heck did I just read? Because that's exactly what you do with a complicated document like that.
I looked at it for the first time last budget session, and it made my head hurt.
Yeah.
I couldn't make sense of it.
Reminds you of high school algebra and calculus. And
yeah. It just, you know, and it's like, I don't have time. I have two full-time jobs. I don't have time to do this. And the councilmen don't either.
Yep. I mean, all of our city councilmen have personal lives, have families, have professions.
And,
and I want to clarify, too, you did mention you do have two full-time jobs right now, Mr. Woods, but by the time you would be sworn into office, if Ward 4 does decide to elect you as the next city council representative for their area, you would be retired. So there would be time available to represent the city.
I'll be down to one full-time job, which actually will be, can be a part-time job. So, yes, I'll have, if I'm going to do a job, I'm going to give it the time it deserves.
Absolutely.
And I'm kind of obsessed. And I like government, and I just find it fascinating.
And you're just getting your feet wet with it, too. If you're fascinated now, I'm excited to see if the North Platte voters decide to elect you. You know, how's that fascination going to develop as an elected official?
My wife's a little worried that I may become obsessed. She rightly so. I do have a tendency when I get focused on something to, I'm not a good multitasker, let's put it that way. I do
That's
one
okay.
thing very well.
That's okay sometimes.
At
That's
a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Again, we have Mark Woods joining us here, candidate for North Platte City Council. Mr. Woods, have a few moments left. Anything else you want to add today about your candidacy or any other city issues?
Well, I'd like to say a couple things about our city.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with Mr. Kibben a little, and I like the man. He appears to want things for all of the city. In the past, the north side is, you know, we've decided to develop to the south. Well, Ed talked to him about our road. Him and Brent Berkland went out. This is 9th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at it and said, oh, well, let's put in for a community development block grant. Okay, we've been on the list for 30 years. Why didn't somebody else do this? You know, he's gotten term limits put on the CRC, and I'm hoping that'll apply, come later to the CRA and DEVCO, any government
mm-hmm.
entity, so that you're always getting fresh people, fresh ideas
sure.
in there. And our police force, the protests we had with Black Lives Matter, you know, went smooth.
Yeah.
No problems. I have a problem.
It was an example how the rest of the world should have done it.
Yes, because you hear Black Lives Matter in my mind, and I remember when they first came about, and what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? And, you know, I can't support anybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the people here have a whole different
yep.
idea of what that means. I'm not saying anything about them. And then recently, we had that standoff with the man. It was a couple weeks ago, and he came out alive.
Yeah.
And
no
this
injuries.
This isn't the first time. I mean, I can remember a couple more like this. So I think our police force has a very good culture and training built into it, because
mm-hmm.
this was before Mr. Hudson came, too. I mean, it's just a continuation. So
yeah.
I just always like to say that we have a very good city. Oh, yeah, and I am running for office, and I would like your vote. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm for small government and just simple solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should say that.
Absolutely. obviously, referring to Mr. Kibben, the new city administrator here for the city of North Platte, for folks that are unaware, Mr. Kibben's been here for, has it been almost 4 months, probably 5 months?
Has it been that long?
It's
already?
Been something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
But we're living in the coronavirus world, so it feels like it's been about 10 years now.
Yeah, you never get any news except coronavirus.
Corona.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Woods, if folks want to get more information about your campaign and your candidacy for North Platte City Council, or maybe they want to ask you how you feel on specific issues, how can they contact you before the election in November?
They can call me at 534-5458, or if you have a question or anything and you're more comfortable with email, it's my email address is mtwoods52@gmail.com. I also have one other thing I'd like to mention.
Sure.
In the paper, you can now go online and get the city council agenda packet
that
you can look at the same information the councilman look at. A year ago, I tried to get this. I went to the city and I heard things like, oh, well, I don't know that we have room on the server. Well, I'm no computer genius, but it's on the server, it's there, and anybody can access it as long as they have the address. So I'm excited about where the city's heading as far as openness and hopefully bringing in the whole city for development and everything.
Absolutely. Mr. Woods, appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Look forward to seeing you in August once again.
Okay.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of sports, weather, and right now it's news.